maska za maskou, za maskou maska. This is the title track of The Mask Behind the Mask, the most recent album by the Plastic People of the Universe, featuring the guitar of my guest today, Joe Karafiat. He had met the Plastic People's Vratislav Brabenets in the 1980s, when the two were living in exile in Canada, and himself became a member of the legendary Czech underground band in 1997. He's also played with groups like Garage and his own Joe Carnation band. When I met Joe Karafiat in Prague last week, we first discussed his beginnings as a musician.
Actually, I started to play electric guitar, I may be 17 years old. A friend of mine brought this old Czech electric guitar and I plugged it into my reel-to-reel. Wow, what was it? That changed my life, you know, that sound. Long notes, distorted notes, you know. So I started to really work on that. I went to school for 2 years to study classical music. I didn't like it much. It's too much work. I'd rather go and have a beer and, you know, play in a band. So we formed a few bands and, but it was really difficult to get any gigs and to do anything, basically.
What years are we talking about now when you first started playing in bands?
Oh, that's back in 70s. I went through the three or four bands. Actually, I was in one band. I even don't remember the name of it, but we played every Friday, Saturday. That was a college club. That was the only chance to play.
I know you later emigrated to Canada. When did you go to Canada and why did you go to Canada?
Oh, it was kind of trip, you know. I wanted to go to England. I wanted to stay in London. I paid some money to certain people to get out of the country. It was me and two of my friends. And we basically hitchhiked to get to London. I stayed in London for 2 years. I couldn't get a working permit. It was like really painful, you know, I couldn't work. So I took some English. I went to school and then I got some Czech sponsoring in Canada, in Ottawa. And they got me over to Canada.
So what year did you arrive in Canada and what did you do when you got there?
I left Czechoslovakia in 1980. And after 2 years, I was 82, I went to Canada.
And what you do to make a living in Canada?
Oh, it was terrible. I got a great job. I started work as a messenger in this law company. It was great. I didn't have to do nothing. Try to hiding. And I could enjoy my life, you know, play music and, you know, win a few bands. And I got bored after a year or so. I had to move on, so I moved to Toronto. It was 83, 84.
And were you making a living playing music, or was it more like a hobby in those days?
Oh, it was just a hobby. I always wanted to do my own stuff. I wasn't into top 40. Everybody wanted top 40, you know, like playing bars, you know. I didn't want to do that. So there was a lot of heavy metal stuff at that time, you know, like Jump Bon Jovi and I don't know, Van Halen. And I hate it, you know. I was more into more alternative kind of stuff. So basically, I had a few projects, few bands, and that was just fun. That was just... So I had to work.
So was it the case then that your music career started or happened when you came back here after the revolution?
Yeah, that's kind of strange. Because I left Czechoslovakia. One of the reasons I left was... I wanted to play music, and I didn't do much because there wasn't much you know, time, and there was a few years I didn't do anything. In Toronto, I met Vratislav Brabenec
from the Plastic People of the Universe.
From
the
Plastic People, and we kind of, you know, we got drunk a few times, and so we start thinking about some projects. We've done some in Toronto, and after the revolution. In 1991, I went back to Prague to see my family, and my mom got sick, you know, I had to stay at home. And, so I stayed here, and I got a gig with the Garage. I started my own band, Joe Carnation Band.
And how did you come to join the Plastic People in the late 1990s?
Yeah, it was kind of a thing, you know, like Vratislav Brabenec went back to Prague for a visit, and... I think it was 1997, President Havel asked the band play one gig. So all the people were invited to the to their gig. It was at the castle. That was quite weird, you know. And after the gig, it was really successful. I got call from some of the guys from the band, you know, if I want to help them to tour. They were just talking about one tour, like 15, 20 gigs, you know. So I said, sure, you know, it's like, thanks a lot, I'll do it, you know. Like, oh, yeah.
You mentioned Václav Havel. I was reading an interview with you in which you said he was a non-playing member of the Plastic People of the Universe. What did you mean by that?
What happened was there was last year, 2 years back, we played in a meat factory, and he came to me and said, hey, I wanna join you guys on a stage. I'll be sitting on a chair and, like a member of the Plastic People. So we said, sure, you know, like, sure, Václav, you know, come on a stage. So he came on a stage, sat in a chair and sat for half an hour, you know, and then he left.
He just sat there?
Yeah, he didn't do nothing. Too bad, he could maybe, you know, play some tambourine.
Having lived in England briefly and also in Canada for a good few years, how would you compare the underground music scene, say, here and in those countries? And is there anything that differentiates Czech underground musicians?
Well, there is some similarity between, you know, between underground musicians in West, underground musicians in here. Usually they're like poor artists, surviving, you know, paying rent, you know, and try to make some little money, whatever, you know, do and play their music. And especially in these days, you know, it's similar here. Like it's very hard to make a good living here.
Is music the only thing you do then, or can you make a living just from playing music?
Yeah, I have to because you know, like I'm in three bands, another two projects, so I have to, you know, work all the time.
Do you ever get tired of rock clubs and going on tour and playing in the same places to maybe some of the same people?
Oh yeah, I'm good enough, man. Yeah, sometimes it's, you know, it's I'm getting old too, so you know, I would love to, you know, do less gigs, you know, do more like interesting stuff, you know, maybe do some recording again, which I used to do. I don't do much these days because I don't have energy for that, because when I go on a tour for 7 days and then I have 2 days off, you know, I'm not going to the studio, and so I go for a walk to woods, you know.
And can you see yourself continuing to play music into the future?
Yeah, I hope I'll die on the stage. That's gonna be my final trip.